This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, Sundance, Cannes, and now, a Weekend Edition film festival. But first, there are those who consider the best song Stephen Sondheim ever wrote to be one that was at first only heard for 9 performances. Lee Remick, April 1964, sings.
Anyone can whistle, that's what they say, easy. Anyone can whistle any old day, easy.
Anyone Can Whistle, which was also the title of the show. An awful lot of talent was packed on stage and back. Angela Lansbury and Harry Gardino co-starred with Lee Remick. Arthur Lawrence directed and wrote the book for the show, as he did for West Side Story and Gypsy. Herbert Ross staged the music and dance numbers. But Anyone Can Whistle closed after just 6 days. A number of critics savaged the production, although a few praised it. And over the years, the show has gained in reputation and even myth. It's even been restaged in Los Angeles and London. Columbia Masterworks has just reissued the original cast recording of Anyone Can Whistle. Arthur Lawrence, the esteemed Broadway writer and director and co-creator of the show, joins us from his home in New York. Thank you so much for being with us.
It's a pleasure to be with you.
And I imagine maybe you've thought about this over the past 40 years. Why do you think the show failed first time around?
I think it was too far out. And I think two of the biggest flaws were Lee Remick and Harry Gardino, who couldn't really sing. It was a musical, and it has a wonderful score. And it was unfortunate that they couldn't sing better.
Mm. This show was not an adaptation of anything, but an original story. Could you tell us that story a bit?
It's about a town that manufactured a product that wore out. And the only thing that was doing business was an asylum for the socially pressured, called the Cookie Jar. And the town is run by a mayoress and her crooks. And in order to get business for the town, they fake a miracle. And that, they think, will put the town back on its feet. Now, as you can see, as I tell it, there are two stories, and I think that was a problem with it. What's the focus? On the mayor and the crooks, or on the nurse, played by Lee Remick, and the patient, played by Harry Gardino, the love story, as it were? Sounds a little confused, doesn't it?
Well, honestly, yes, it does. But, I mean, maybe to see it on stage, it would all clear up beautifully for me.
I don't think it would, frankly. I think that was a problem with the show. And it's been revived, as you said, and I saw it in London, was absolutely embarrassed. Unfortunately, the show demands a big cast. And they try to do this show, which needs about at least 24 people, with 12, which makes it even all the more confusing.
I want to play another cut from the original recording that's become almost as well known as Anyone Can Whistle over the years. This is a song called There Won't Be Trumpets, again Lee Remick.
You smug little men with your smug little schemes, you forgot one thing. The rest of the world isn't all like you. There are heroes in the world, princes and heroes in the world. And one of them will save us. Wait and see. Wait and see. There won't be trumpets or bolts of fire to say he's coming.
That song was cut. It was cut in New York in the preview. And the reason was, when Lee Remick's character came on stage, she had a long speech. Then she sang this song, which she couldn't really sing. And it hurt her, and it hurt the show. So we cut it.
I believe over the years, when she was kidded about it, she would say that she loved the show and refer to it as the 6 best days of her life, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, she was a lovely, lovely woman. But she was not really a singer for musical theater.
I do want to ask you, a lot of people are surprised to see Harry Gardino show up as a co-star in a musical. He also had a song that has become, among Broadway aficionados, something of a hit over the years. It's called Everybody Says Don't.
Everybody says don't, everybody says don't, everybody says don't, it isn't right, don't, it isn't nice. Everybody says don't, everybody says don't, everybody says don't walk on the grass, don't disturb the peace, don't skate on the ice.
Mr. Lawrence, how do you feel about that?
When Steve first played that song for me, I really got tears. I thought it was wonderful, and I still do. Harry Guardino had a very good instrument, but he didn't know how to sing, and he didn't want to take lessons. And he did fine until we got to Philadelphia, where we opened, and he had to sing with an orchestra. And when you haven't sung with an orchestra, it's terrifying, and he never recovered.
Are you convinced after all these years that if some changes had been made, the show might have gone over better?
Oh, yes. Yes, I'm sure it would have. How much better, I don't know. I mean, you can always make something better. The question is it good?
At the same time, anybody buying this original cast recording, what will be worthwhile to them?
Well, it's a very good score, I think. As a matter of fact, I think in some respects it's Steve's most romantic score. There is a song in it that I think is one of the most beautiful ones he's ever written, With So Little to Be Sure Of.
With so little to be sure of, if there's anything at all, if there's anything at all, I'm sure of here and now, and us together.
You aren't opposed to people having the original cast version in their collections, are you?
I don't care. I don't look back as much as all these collectors. I try not to look back at all, frankly.
Mr. Lawrence, pleasure talking to you.
Thank you.
Thanks very much. Arthur Lawrence, the writer and director and co-creator of the old show, Anyone Can Whistle, the original cast recording of Anyone Can Whistle, has been reissued by Columbia Masterworks.